Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on the day the Redskins lost to the Cowboys? But you're talking about it on the show, Dave, and you talked to Kirk Cousins, and Robert Griffin called in, talked to you for 25 minutes, Dave.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on a day that everybody that played quarterback for the Redskins over the last 6 years, except for Colt McCoy, called the show today, Dave?
Hey, I want to come to the meeting to talk about what personnel we might sign this week, but I got to listen to the Robert Griffin interview with Grant and Dave real quick on grantanddanny.com/audio day.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on Alumni Day, Dave? Under the rain, Dave. Somebody Alumni Day, homecoming day.
Dave. As we welcome you back in, final few minutes discussing the Redskins. We're going to give away tickets, fun little game to be played at 1:45. Wizards Mavericks tickets. By the way, that sounded like Morgan Freeman a little bit, didn't it?
Do it again. Oh, right now.
1:45.
You lost it. You had it a second ago.
Okay. When I didn't try to sound
when
like
you didn't
it,
try
it more like him.
There's a game tonight. It's Wizards and Mavericks.
We'll play a game at 1:45.
Now he's a little bit English.
That's not bad, though. Danny Rue was watching the show unfold. How's that?
I see what you're doing. It's now we're in caricature mode.
One out of a 10, what would you give?
I respect you too much to give it a number. Okay. Your initial was I knew what you were doing.
Brendan Dawe watched very patiently as he waited for them to move on to the rest of the program.
Well, that's better than your Sebastian Maniscalco. So,
oh, my Sebastian Maniscalco is perfect.
Didn't Grant's Morgan Freeman just now sound like, come closer, I've got some candy for you?
Sounded like the Crypt Keeper.
It's unwrapped.
Here's the problem. Like, whenever I try to do two impressions in the span of like a minute,
they
which
run
is
into
why
each
you're
other.
So talented, they're going to become the same. So my Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be like, what a baby in the... Wait, hold on. It's going to... My Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be like, there's a baby in the back. All right, let me do this. Hold on.
Oh.
Ever get in an Uber? Huh? Look in the back seat. There's a car back there with a baby in the back.
There's a car back there.
There's a car seat. Let me try again. Ever get into a Uber? Sebastian Maniscalco. There's a car seat in the back. 3 nights only. With a baby in the back.
Grant Paulson doing Dr. Evil doing Sebastian Maniscalco.
What do you think?
It's not your best.
I think it's so silly.
It's not, you know, it's not the little British boy.
Someone actually texted me, I'm sure it's texted. They tweeted me after the show and said your Maniscalco was perfect. I was like, thank you so much. I'm glad somebody understands. So, real quick on Cousins.
Yeah.
I want to workshop this. Full permission to tell me, dude, you're crazy.
All right, here we go.
You think Cousins is good. It annoys you that people are wrong on him, so you just don't see it correctly. And I'll say, okay, I will recalibrate moving forward. One of the things I seem to get the most blowback on in games is when receivers drop passes, and I tweet something like, Ryan Grant dropped the pass. And everyone will tell me that the pass was underthrown. Now, I suppose what I could do is say on every pass, whether it was thrown well or not, Cousins underthrows pass, comma, Grant drops it, comma. I guess I could do that. I have 140 characters, and I don't, every time a guy catches a pass, look at my tweets after Jamison Crowder receptions, I don't say, Cousins throws perfect ball, Crowder, awesome catch to pick up the first. I don't do that. I just say Jamison Crowder has a career-high 11 receptions. Jamison Crowder has a season-best 113 yards. So I guess after every throw, if we really want to make everything about Cousins, I could say, great pass by Cousins, comma, the point of this is that I like the design by Jay Gruden. I don't do that. But with drops, I say things like, Ryan Grant, please catch the football. I'm talking about the should-have-been touchdown that was underthrown. He's reaching back for the football, but that absolutely hit him in the hands. He didn't come to a complete stop. He didn't slam his brakes. He slowed down and the ball hit him in the hands. My thought on this is you're an NFL wide receiver. Here is what I know. Put me in the gun as Kirk Cousins and say, get the ball to Ryan Grant on this play when he gets open. I can't do that. Every person listening can't do that. There's things happening around you. There are people rushing you. Quarterbacking in the league is difficult. You're working through a progression. I have a bunch of boxes to check before the ball gets to Ryan Grant. Ryan Grant has one job. Ball hits you in the hands, please catch it. He's not progressing through reads. He's not throwing the football in the rainy skies. Now, you could say, well, it's raining, so it's hard for him to catch it. True if you're making a hands catch. This is a ball's coming down onto your hands as if you're kind of trapping it into your body. This is not going up the ladder and making a hands grab in the rain. I'll give you another example. The Dachshund play 40 yards downfield. This was a much better throw than the Grant throw, for the record. But again, he didn't make a perfect throw. So he didn't lay the ball out in front of Josh Dachshund just so. He didn't lead him into open space. So my tweet, if you look it up, was Josh Dachshund has a chance to make a big play on third down, third and seven. Hits him in the hands, he drops it. Got to catch that. And all I get is underthrown. I saw it. I understand that the throw wasn't perfect. So I have a few thoughts here. Number one, we don't grade passing based on perfect ball placement all the time. That isn't the way the game is. A lot of Rodgers and Brady completions are not perfect ball placement. Did you get the ball to the receiver? Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Did it hit him in the hands? Oh, it did. Please catch the football. Number two, the most difficult part of the play was everything that happened before it got to that receiver's hands. For the protection in front of him to hold up, for the quarterback to maneuver the pocket, to go through reads, to get the ball to the receiver, those things are harder than I have to have the ball that's in my hands end up being a catch, not a drop. That's my number two point. And my number three point is just generally speaking, in the NFL, my assessment is if you can touch the ball in your palm, you've got to catch it. And I think because catching the ball is a skill that everyone can do, throwing the ball a little bit harder, 30-some yards downfield, lobbing a ball over a DB.
Sure.
I think that the degree of difficulty says catch the ball. So I bristle and I get annoyed, Danny, when I say, you should have caught the ball, and everyone goes, underthrown. Where are you at on all of this?
So my default always is catch the ball. Now, if he catches the ball and goes down, then let's mention, hey, that ball was underthrown. That could have been a touchdown. Or, hey, you lead him. That's a touchdown. Those are different conversations. Anything other than catch the ball is a waste of time. It's the most fundamental thing in all of sports. You cannot have a conversation with a young baseball player, football player, basketball player, anybody, at any level. If you want to coach in a team sport, the basic thing is, hey, catch the ball. We can't work on anything else. We can't work on any other fundamental until we can catch the ball. If we can't catch it, we can't play. If we cannot catch, we cannot play. The first thing you do at baseball practice, you show up, you get on a foul line, you throw and catch. If you can't do that, nothing else matters. Throw and catch. If you can't catch the ball, there's no other conversation that needs to be had. So that's how we build from there. Now, on the one throw to Dachshund, for example, I hate just getting into the specifics of the play.
But now we're elbow deep.
He can't step into the throw, talking about Cousins.
Yeah.
The read is there. He threw it, and yes, I wish it was 4 yards further, 5 yards further, whatever it was. The highly touted wide receiver that I read about every single day about how he needs to break out, needs more opportunities than looks, had the ball, should have caught it.
By the way,
it was a major
chest
play.
Chest and hands.
Major play.
Not slamming on the brakes.
Catch the ball.
Slowing down, yes. Chest and hands. Catch the football. Chest and hands. Ryan Grant, go back to the play right on the goal line.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a touchdown. You've done your hardest thing, which is to get open. The ball is hitting you in the hands. Catch the ball. I don't need to know that you think it's underthrown. I understand that it was underthrown.
I also don't care. Catch the ball.
It's binary to me. Did it hit him in the hands or not? If it hit him in the hands, nothing else matters.
It didn't hit Ryan Grant in the hands because he whiffed on it. That's how bad it was. It went in between. By the way, he made that scoop like he's going to get some water out of the bowl, okay? And the ball goes between that and his forearms, which are bowed out. It went between him. Catch the ball. Any other conversation that doesn't say, yes, of course, you have to catch the ball. It's ridiculous to not catch the ball. Then let's have the next conversation.
If overthrown.
We can't get past that, then you don't get a seat at the table.
We should call bad throws bad throws. This is another thing we should do.
Bad throw to Terrell Pryor, for example.
Terrible throw to Terrell Pryor on third down that was costly. Up the ladder he had to go, couldn't get down on the sideline. It was a bad throw. Step into that throw, get a little momentum going toward the sideline, use a little bit more zip. That's a bad throw. The interception. Not the batted ball, but the one that should have been intercepted in the wet conditions. Maybe the ball slipped out of his hand. Bad throw. There were bad throws. The 40-yard ball dropped by Josh Dachshund doesn't show up on that blueprint. The throw to Ryan Grant, yes, underthrown. Who cares? Throws are not perfect. We are working at an imperfect position from the goal is to give your receiver a chance to make a play.
So if Grant falls down at the one,
yes or no,
and doesn't score a touchdown there, then you go, man, that should have been a touchdown. If he gets another extra 2 feet of air on the ball, then it's a TD. Whatever it is, then you can criticize the throw. I think it's so stupid. It's I don't know how the defensive wide receivers became okay to drop the football, or tight ends, or whoever else. The ball, catch the ball. But there's no, why is there any other conversation?
And anybody who says something like this and provides this context is defending Kirk Cousins, is in the Kirk Cousins hive. How about this? Do your job. The quarterback's job is to throw the ball to your hands. Your job is to catch it when it gets there. That's it. That's the end of the conversation. It's binary. Did you have a chance? Should you have caught it? Yes or no? Since I was 6 in my backyard, my mom would say, if the ball can touch you, you can catch it. That's her philosophy. She's not as hard a coach, hopefully, as they are at Redskins Park. Let's do this. Fill up the phones at 800-636-1067. We've got Wizards Mavericks tickets to give away. If you can answer one trivia question that we'll have for you, one, you will be able to win those tickets. That is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.